It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Oh, Delhi fans, your Bulldogs come into this game with an overall record of 3-3, 1-1 in Division 8 play.
And hello, Harpersville fans, the Hornets are 5-1 overall, and they are 2-0 in Division play. They are at the top of Class D, Division 8.
So, I'm Harry Graves from Delhi today. It's time for football. Believe it or not, blue skies, beautiful puffy clouds, and green lawns here, even though I'm certain you saw a whole lot of frost where you are before the sun came up today.
And I am Billy Blake, and today we are at Delaware Academy as the Bulldogs take on the Hornets from Harpersville.
So it is going to be the second of our weekend doubleheader for you here on WCDO. Last night it was an interesting contest, an I-88 contest, the Sydney Warriors defeating the Unitigo Spartans by a score of 26-13.
Today's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in today's game and throughout the football season.
So, Billy, this is going to be one of those homecoming weekend senior recognition days, and we have ceremonies going on down in front of the home stand for the Delhi Bulldogs. Parents have been recognized. Players have been recognized, the senior players at least. All the time, the Harpersville Hornets over on the other side of the field going through their normal warm-up exercises. We saw the Harpersville Hornets defeat Walton last week. Should be an interesting contest this week.
Absolutely, and Harpersville had their homecoming last week, so now they're on the opposite end of the spectrum where they're on the road for the homecoming for Delhi. And whenever there's homecoming, you always want to go out there and try to get a win, especially for the seniors getting recognized before this game today. And Delhi, they're currently in third place in Class D Division 8, not that far out of it. If they can pick up a win over Harpersville today, that would be huge for their confidence late in the season.
Well, we can say late in the season, but remember, coming up, we will have the pairings for the playoffs and for the Week 8 and Week 9 games coming up very shortly. So we've still got a couple of interesting weeks of football coming your way. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups and all of the other information that we have as part of our pregame ceremony a Saturday afternoon, and you're listening to football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Go Harpersville Hornets football. Hawkins Homes Route 79 in Harpersville says hurry. Don't miss your chance to save literally thousands of dollars on lot models. They need to move their lot models to make room for new homes. There are four double wides and one single wide left, and their prices have been slashed. These are top quality Ritz-Craft and Titan homes, and they must go. Some features include stone fireplace, walk-up attic, all drywall, tile flooring, Corian countertops, 9-foot ceilings, laminate flooring, and much more. more. And I repeat, you will save thousands of dollars at Hawkins Homes now. If you're in the market for a custom modular home, Hawkins has three for you to see, including full basement. Before you buy, check out Hawkins Homes, Route 79 in Harpersville, next to Mirabito Convenience Store. During their lot model sale, you'll save thousands of dollars. Go to HawkinsHomesLLC.com to find out more. Call 693-2551. Hawkins Homes supports Harpersville Hornets football.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trackside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
We're specialists in you. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hello again, everybody, here along with Billy Blake back here at Delhi. Today's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast was granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcasts or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the express written consent of both Section 4 and WCDO. Billy, you've been watching the goings-on down below us as we have the introduction of players for senior and homecoming weekend here at Delhi. Starting lineups, please.
Starting lineups, and we will start with the visiting Harpersville Hornets. Their center is junior Silas Weckel. The guards are two seniors, Brendan Van Etten and Dylan McCaffrey. Tackles, senior Nate Massey and junior Scott Gregory. On the ends are senior Taylor Niles and junior John Andrews. Quarterback for Harpersville is the sophomore Devin Dean, 5'11", 180. And in the backfield for the Hornets, a couple of juniors, Stephen Lee and Andrew Kimmel. And he is joined in the backfield by senior Mason Dean. Looking at the starting lineup for the hometown Delhi Bulldogs, their starting quarterback is senior Ben Dennison. He is 5'10", 195. Looking at the backfields for the Bulldogs, three juniors, Ryan Tillian, Noah DeDominicus, and Brian Ingram. The starting center is another junior, Tyler Cumston. The guards, junior Ken Mattis and sophomore Peter Lamakos. The tackles, Brendan Mine and junior Brandon Mole. And on the ends for the Bulldogs are two seniors, Austin Gullo and Brandon Simons.
Well, believe it or not, despite all of the festivities on both sides of this field, we have fans and we have the teams all lined up and ready to start, and we're going to get underway just about on time. Would you believe that? Usually on homecoming weekend, we have a bit of a delay. It will be Delhi kicking off the Harpersville, and here with the first quarter play-by-play, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you very much, Harry. It's a booming kick by Ben Dennison, and it goes up and over the head of Dylan Lindsay and rolls to the back of the end zone for the touchback. So Harpersville will start the opening drive from their own 20-yard line. Again, Harpersville leads the Class D Division 8, 5-1 overall record. And then you look at Delhi, they are currently third in the Class D Division 8, 1-1 in conference play.
That kick, amazing omen, if you want to call it that. It was well over the head of the intended receiver, and as a result, it will be starting from the 20-yard line for the Hornets.
Hornets trying to run the ball the first play of the game, but he is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Number 68 was there for Delhi along with Ryan Tillian.
Ryan Tillian and Kenz Matthijs. What a combination to put the stick on the ball carrier, and we have no gain at all on that play.
Second down and 10. Sun is out today, but it's around 40 degrees. Man in motion for the Hornets. It's number 20, Mason Dean. He gets the ball, and he's got some running room. He gets a gain of 15 yards right up the middle. That's good for a Harpersville first down.
So, let's see. They came up and picked up good yardage. It'll be at the 35, so a gain on that of about 15 for Mason Dean.
First and 10 for the Hornets on their own 35-yard line, attacking from right to left on the game's first drive. Receiver out to the right. Man in the backfield is Andrew Kimmel. Stephen Lee goes in motion, but it is Devin Dean, the quarterback, on the keeper, and Devin Dean doesn't get much. He might have got to the 36-yard line. That's at most a gain of a yard.
Now, that's what happens when you have a defensive-minded team, and that's exactly what the Delhi Bulldogs are today. They're defense-minded.
Second and 9 for the Hornets. Devin Dean coming into the huddle with the play now. Harpersville, and they're visiting blue pants with the white tops outlined in blue and yellow. Harpersville and their home maroon jerseys with the white pants. They pitch the ball to Stephen Lee. Stephen Lee running left, and he's able to get a couple yards. He's out near his own 40-yard line, and the Hornets will have about a 3rd-and-5 situation coming up.
Looks like Gallo, who was in on that play that time.
3rd-and-5 for the Hornets from their own 40-yard line. Ball all the way to the left hash mark. So it's an even longer run for Devin Dean to come into his huddle. Receiver out to the right. Kimmel in the backfield. Man in motion. There was movement at the line of scrimmage, and that might be on Delhi. And indeed it will. So Delhi is off sides. And we will see if that will be a first down or not. It was a 3rd-and-5 situation, so it'll depend on how far up they move the chains. It'll be close.
You know, we infamously say that those penalties will end up kicking the stuffing out of you every single time. It's going to be 3rd, and we'll call it the length of the football.
And it's a quarterback keeper for Devin D. He just got the ball and ran right up the middle for 3 yards. It's a first down Harpersville, and they are on their own 47-yard line.
Well, we made mention of the fact before that it was a very chilly overnight, but you cannot believe the blue skies today. Aside from the little chill in the air, ideal day for football.
Receiver to the left for the Hornets. Kimmel in the backfield. They send Lee in motion. And now Devin Dean rolling out to his right. Looking to pass. He's got a man open downfield, but he overthrows him. Intended receiver was John Andrews. However, there is a flag.
Yeah, there's a flag thrown in the backfield. It's right down at the 40, and they're calling it against the Harpersville Hornets, I do believe. I've seen the white cap mention a couple of times, or motion a couple of times, and it is going to be against Harpersville.
Holding call on the Hornets. That'll push them back about 10 yards, and they will redo it.
Had some interesting games last night. We sent most of the scores along to you. Windsor ended up beating the BG Bobcats last night. And Moravia socked it to Oxford.
First and long for the Hornets from their own 32. And I believe that ball was coughed up by the Hornets. Delhi saying they had it. And the official comes in and does indeed signal Delhi ball. So the Hornets fumble it. And Delhi takes over at the Harpersville 30-yard line.
So it will be the first opportunity for Ben Dennison to do his magic today. In the backfield, it will be Ryan Telly and Noah DeDominicus and Brian Ingram, who will now get their opportunity starting from the 30-yard line in Harpersville territory. Excellent field position.
And the fumble, or excuse me, the snap was botched between Dennison and his center, Tyler Cumston, and Dennison just had a fall on it, so a broken play for the Bulldogs offensively, but they are able to recover the fumble, so no harm done. They just lose a yard and the down.
So Dennison has to probably eat that one. I believe that that goes to the quarterback on a bad snap like that, so he ends up with 1 yard before he even gets his hands on the football. Second and about 11 from the 31.
Brian Ingram and Ryan Tillian in the backfield for the Bulldogs. They give it to Ingram, and Ingram, it's a good gain. He's near the 25-yard line, a powerful run for the junior.
Yeah, Ingram's going to pick up about 5 on that one, and that is good news for him. The ball will be just high of the 25, and probably the 25-and-a-half, but it's third and still 5, and that's good news for the Delhi Bulldogs.
Ben Dennison hurrying back into the huddle. Just under 8 minutes to go, opening quarter of play from Delhi. No score between the Bulldogs and the Harpers and the Hornets. Homecoming here for Delhi today. Ben Dennison, the senior, hands the ball off to the junior, Ryan Tillian. And Tillian gets a couple of yards, but he won't be close to the first.
Yeah, that wasn't as clean a handoff as you'd like to have, but it was a very well-concealed handoff. So as a result, it gave the player who is running with the football a good start. Harpersville did read it, though, and stopped him after a gain of about 3.
So it's fourth down and short for the Bulldogs, and now Dave Kelly calls a timeout as they will talk things over. There's 7:17 on the clock in the first quarter as Delhi faces a fourth down and short situation.
Yeah, that is one of those situations where I don't expect to see a ton of timeouts today. It may come down, but I really don't expect to see all that many of them. I don't expect to see it being a really long game. Other than the contest that we brought you last night, 26-13 Sydney over Unitego, Shenango Valley managed to stop Norwich 35-14 as they really clobbered them there. Other scores around the area last night, Binghamton over Horseheads 47-0, UE got by Corning 33-14, Vestal over Owego 41-22, and those are the scores of the nearby teams. We'll bring you up to date with the western half of Section 4 a little bit later on.
Play ready to resume. Dennison under center. He's got two in the backfield, and they go to Ingram. And Ingram inside the 20-yard line. Delhi fans applauding. They got the first down.
So the gain on that play is short, but that's all you need sometimes. And it will be going into play inside the 20 at about the 17-and-a-half. Really rather slow on moving the chains down there.
7 minutes to go in the first quarter. First offensive drive for the Bulldogs as they look to capitalize off a Hornets turnover. They go back to Ingram, and Ingram with a huge run. He's dragged down at the 5-yard line.
Oh, Ingram did such a good job that time. He'll pick up another first down as he just really powered his way down to the 5.
Ingram is one of 3 juniors in the backfield. Noah DeDominicus and Ryan Tillian join him. So they will all be seniors next year. That's going to be a pretty tough task for those defenses next season to stop those 3 when they're all seniors. But it's first and goal right now for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they're going to split Noah DeDominicus way out to the left this time.
Ingram in the backfield. He gets the ball again. running up the middle. He spins his way down inside the one-yard line. The officials coming in, but they do not signal a touchdown. It is second and literally inches.
Yeah, that was a very interesting. I was watching the referee here on the line, and he went in, and he was pointing right down there, and he says, no, guys, it's right here. It's about a foot away. So that is the way it will be once in a while. So remember, it's homecoming weekend, and there's nothing they'd like better than to score first on homecoming weekend.
And Ben Dennison, the senior quarterback, takes it himself, and he dives in the end zone, and the Bulldogs strike first. They lead at 6-0 with 5:48 to go in the first quarter.
Oh, so be high school football. It is a good time, folks. We had a situation that time where it was pure determination. Such a beautiful facility here at Delhi. I always enjoy coming over here. For those of you who have never been here before, we're on a hillside. So as a result, the stands and the press facility are uphill and just so easy to look down onto this field.
The Bulldogs will go for two. One receiver to the right, another to the left. Tennyson looking to throw to his left, and he throws in the end zone. And now it is caught for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, I looked across there, and I thought that was at first going to be Noah, but it wasn't. It was going to be Brandon Simons, number 22, where Noah DeDominicus is number 28. He was out of the play that time. So the pass goes in, it's up and through. We're at 5:48. And with that, we have ourselves an 8-0 ball game. You're listening to Sports on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at cataloguoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
With Billy Blake back here at Delhi, where we have ourselves another interesting afternoon of football. We have an 8-0 score. We have a man who is down momentarily on the field, and we'll have to see what happens out of that. You, Mr. Broadcaster, we were talking about golf coming over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what today is?
I do not know.
You do not know.
Hmm.
What are we going to do with this young man? Today is the opening day for the Binghamton Senators hockey team. And the B-Sens are playing at the arena 7 o'clock tonight against the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. And a lot of fans around the area in all the counties, big circle around Binghamton, are big fans of the B-Sens. So the Binghamton Senators will open their season officially this evening, and that's always something good to see. B-Sens and the Pens, the Binghamton, or the Wilkes-Barre Penguins. That one always throws me off because we're so accustomed to saying Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, and in this case they usually say Wilkes-Barre-Scranton. We have a player down on the field, so we're having a bit of a delay in this contest, and it looks like it's going to be a rather lengthy delay. Have no clue who went down. We'll try to find all of that information for you coming up very momentarily, but while the ambulance crew comes in to do their thing, we will take a break. You're listening to Football Football, a Saturday afternoon style on your station for sports, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, quarter pounders, chicken sandwiches, salads, fish fillets, ice cream, cookies, value meals, and more, including the dollar menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Curry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Delhi, as we have finally had the ambulance crew begin to remove the player from the field, and they're still going toward the end. This is a Harpersville player, and believe it or not, we could not spot the number to see who it is. So play resumes from the field. We're ready to go. Second down and about nine.
First play from scrimmage was a handoff to Andrew Kimmel that went for a yard. Now it's second and nine. Devin Dean looking to throw deep down the right side of the field. He's got a man. That's John Andrews, but it is incomplete. Batted away by the Delhi defender. I believe that was 88 on defense. Ted DeDominicus on the stop.
Yeah, going high into the air that time was the intended receiver trying to bring that ball down for Harpersville, and he was not able to get a hand on it, but that was a really fine throw by Devin Dean.
5 minutes exactly remaining in the first quarter. Delhi 8, Harpersville nothing. Third down and 9 for the Hornets from their own 19-yard line. Receiver split out to the right. Kimmel all alone in the backfield. Play action. Devin Dean rolling out to his left. Looks to throw to John Andrews again, and that one is off his fingertips and falls down to the grass. Another incompletion, and it will be fourth down for the Hornets.
Yeah, this time Andrews was way off on the near side, which meant that the quarterback was throwing to the left. Last time, Andrews was way over on the far side as he went down the far sideline, and that meant that the quarterback was throwing right. But both times, he was clearly the intended receiver.
Fourth down, the Hornets are in punt formation.
So Harpersville going to kick it away.
Mason Dean punts this ball away, and it rolls near the 50-yard line, and now it just sticks at the 49-yard line. So the Bulldogs, already up 8-0, get their offensive unit back on the field and are 49 yards away from six more points.
Yeah, that was one of those perfect chip shots. It came down, and it just stayed right there at the 49. And in that particular situation, I don't think the field was soft. I think that one just came down sort of in the center of the football, and it flopped once, boom, right there.
Ben Dennison leads the offensive group back out on the field. They take over first and 10 from the Harpersville 49-yard line. Noah DeDominicus, the receiver to the right, two in the backfield. They keep it on the ground with Ryan Tillian, the junior, and Tillian gets a couple of yards on the play. Will be about second and 8.
Yeah, Tillian manages to power his way up to, we'll call it the 47.5-yard line. He's picked up now about 5 yards in the two carries that he's had in this ballgame. Remember, all eyes this weekend are going to be staring in at the selection committee that will assign the week 8 and week 9 games, and we should have that announcement coming up for you probably not until Monday.
Second and 8. Bulldogs keep it on the ground with Brian Ingram, and not much doing that time for Ingram. He has had some effective runs so far in this first quarter, but not that time. A gain of 1, if that.
Yeah, that was absolutely a go-nowhere run, as he ran into a whole host of Harpersville Hornets right away, led in there by big Damian Lamory. He is a large boy, Lamory weighing in at over 300 pounds on a 6'1 frame.
Third and 8 for the Bulldogs. Dennison, play action, looking back to throw over the middle, and that one is picked off by Harpersville.
Yeah, going way up in the air that time was number 15 for the Harpersville Hornets. That's Taylor Niles. Niles at 6'4", used all of his height plus a whole lot of jump to grab that one down.
There is a flag on the play back on the Delhi half of the 47-yard line, but I believe this will be on the Bulldogs, and Harpersville may get some increased field position.
So now they're going to say that the penalty will be declined. As a result, it will be Harpersville football at the 26.
3:23 to go, opening quarter. Hornets looking for their first points of today's game. Man in motion. Devin Dean rolling out to his right. Dean still looking, and now he is hit by two Bulldog defenders.
Yeah, Ryan Tillian really put out hot pursuit that time, and he put the old stick on the ball carrier.
That is a loss on the play of 3 for Devin Dean, and there was some confusion on the Harpersville sidelines. The official blew the whistle while Mason Dean was in motion, and the officials talking things over amongst each other, but no change. It will be second down and 12 for the Hornets.
Yeah, the ball moved back down inside the 25, down at the 24. We'll be generous and call it second and about 11, but it's a bit of a long 11.
They send Stephen Lee in motion this time. option for Devin Dean. He keeps it himself, and he is wrapped up. Devin Dean had nowhere to go. He's taken down at the 25.
Yeah.
Third and long for Harpersville.
Yeah, Brian Ingram just blew through that side, and he managed to get Devin Dean right around the waist, and he just spun him around. Loss on that play of a couple yards.
Third and 14 for Harpersville from their own 26-yard line.
Poor Devin Dean has to feel that the world's against him today. He has carried the ball a couple of times and already logged 5 minus yards.
Three receivers, they throw it quickly out to Stephen Lee. And now the little guy looking to get some yardage after the carry. And Stephen Lee got a first down. He got just enough. He was tackled at his own 37. The first down marker was at the 36.
Yeah, that time he got all that he needed and a couple more. That was Lee, you said, right?
Quick throw from Dean to Lee, and the Hornets have out there have a first down as they look to get to have some plays on the other side of the 50-yard line. A minute and a half to go, opening quarter. Here's Mason Dean running right. Mason Dean with a good carry. He's taken down near the 50-yard line at about his own 46, 47.
Yeah, Mason this time may very well have the first down, too. He's going to be up close. They'll have to see where they spot it. Looks like a pickup of about 9. So Mason Dean now up over 30 yards in his carries.
Second and short for Harpersville. A minute to go in the quarter. Taylor Niles sets up to the left of the field. They send Stephen Lee in motion. Lee gets the ball. He runs right up the middle. He's got the first down, and he was tackled at his own 49-yard line.
Yeah, Ken Matthijs came through. Matthijs really put the stick on him. He's 5'11", 210 pounds. And he just also grabbed the ball carrier around the waist, and poor Lee couldn't go anywhere. He did get the first down, though.
Under a minute to go. Devin Dean taking his time to get to the huddle, so this could be the last play of the first quarter for all we know here. First and 10, Harpersville from their own 49-yard line. 8-0 lead for the Bulldogs. Niles, the receiver, to the left. They send Stephen Lee in motion. They give it off to Lee. And Lee taken down by big number 68 for the Bulldogs. Nothing there for Lee that time.
Yeah, that was almost the exact play that we saw last time where Ken's Matthijs came in and just stopped Lee. This time, right at the line of scrimmage, so there was no gain at all. But it's almost as if Matthijs happens to have his number.
And the clock runs down, so we are through one quarter of play here in Delhi. It is the Delhi Bulldogs 8, Harpersville Hornets nothing. This is Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business for professional, quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harpersville back on the field as they look to continue their drive in the second quarter and to bring in the play-by-play for the next 12 minutes. Here is Harry Graves.
Oh, Saturday afternoon in the heart of Delaware County. It's always fun. Get my glasses back on, I'll be able to see things. So the Harpersville Hornets now will be moving from our left to our right.
It's going to be Devin Dean going off to number 20, Mason Dean. Mason Dean is going to get good running yardage. He'll pick up about 14, possibly 15, before he's run out of bounds inside the 40-yard line. Good run by Mason Dean.
And between Mason Dean and a couple of the other backs like Stephen Lee and Andrew Kimball, who we haven't seen much of so far yet in this first quarter, or first half, I should say, they got to, if they establish the run with those three guys right there, that will easily get them back in this game.
So, man in motion is going to be Lee. The handoff will go to Lee. He will get to the line of scrimmage. He will not get much more. He's coming in very quickly. A maroon shirt grabbed him and brought him down.
It's amazing. Stephen Lee, 5'6", 147. They really try to utilize him, not just in the running game, but all over the place. We saw earlier on a long third down, they just threw the ball to him quickly right after the snap, and he was able to run his way for 14 yards after he made the catch. But in terms of running the ball with Stephen Lee, Delhi has done a good job containing him today.
Second and we'll call it a. Devin Dean brings the play in from the sidelines. Man split to the near side. Lee in motion, loose ball. Both Dean and Lee scramble for it. It looks like they have fallen on it and recovered it, but they'll lose a yard in the process. That was just simply a broken play, not a good handoff from Devin Dean to Stephen Lee. 10:27, the clock running. For those of you who tuned in late, the Delhi Bulldogs scored once, got the PAT on the ground, and as a result, lead in this ballgame 8-0. This time, the carry by Devin Dean, the attack in there by opposing quarterback Ben Dennison. Dennison gets a hold of that jersey and just flings him around.
Yeah, he didn't have great position to wrap him up, wrap his body up, so instead he just got a good hold of his jersey and dragged the sophomore quarterback down to the ground.
Boy, you have to look at the toughness of those jerseys, because Devin Dean pulls it back up over his shoulder pads and is none the worse for wear. He's ready to go again. Sends Lee in motion, flags all over the place, and this time they will say illegal procedure against the Hornets. No gain on that play, and we'll see 5 yards marched off momentarily.
Yeah, and it was fourth and about six, and now they have about a fourth and 11 as 5 yards are tacked off, and now that makes the decision a bit tougher to go for it. Now that you have to go an extra 5 yards.
Fourth and about 11. Don't forget, lots of activities going on around the area this weekend. Pumpkin Fest weekend in Norwich. If you want to go over and see lots of jack-o'-lanterns, that's the place to be, the heart of Chenango County. We're in the heart of Delaware County. Devin Dean wants to pass the football. He has got a man out on the flats. It's going to be Taylor Niles. Niles at 6'4", manages to snare that one at the 21.
We already saw him make a catch, except that was on defense at the interception. And that time, he was able to dive his interception. He jumped strip in the air. That time, he had a dive and lay out to make that catch, and it was a beautiful throw from Devin Dean, putting in a spot where only his receiver could get it.
The clock marching down toward 9 minutes, period number two. Now the Hornets pull out of their huddle, send a man in motion. It's going to be Mason Dean. Dean running to his right, manages to get lots of running room. He will finally be forced out of bounds by Noah D. Dominicus, but not until he gets to the 12-yard line. Gain on that play, we'll call it of 8. So Mason Dean, who for the last couple of years, remember, he is now a senior. It seems like he's been playing for the Hornets forever, and he has made a good contribution every year of his career. And he continues it here. They're going to call the chains in. Wow. I didn't think that he had that much of an advantage, but they spotted it down at about the 12-yard line. and whoever the official is wanted to make sure that he's calling them right today. And, of course, the chains are on the far sideline, the football on the near sideline, and now they call it first down. So it's the Harpersville Hornets keeping things alive in period number two.
Yeah, that was a good, strong run by Mason Dean, and D. Dominicus was on the tackle along with Ben Dennison. And from this viewpoint, it wasn't even close to a first down, but Mason Dean got more than we thought from up here in the booth.
Yep. My angle for the field, I didn't realize that he had anywhere near that amount. I thought he'd come up with only about 8, but he gets 10. First and 10, and the handoff this time will not get anywhere near the yardage. I'm going to say that was number 34. Who is that? That's going to be Andrew Kimmel. So Kimmel, the 210-pounder, manages to get to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be stopped right there. Devin Dean goes toward the bench, gets the play that is to be executed next, and comes back to the huddle. This time, they're going to split Niles off to the near side. Stephen Lee will carry the football going left. He is down close to first down territory and finally scoots over the end line for a 12-yard touchdown. So it is now an 8-6 ball game. And once again, the sun peeks in from under the overcast or over the undercast or through the overcast, whatever it might be. We have ourselves a 2-point ball game. So things are alive here in the Catskills. Football in the air. On the ground, it is going to be Mason Dean, who blows his way through for the tie-em-up 8-8 touchdown. Mason Dean that time almost looked like he was out for a Sunday afternoon drive. He had gotten that handoff from Devin Dean, came to the near side. It didn't even look like he was turning upfield. And then all of a sudden, boom, he put that shoulder down and cut the vertical plane of the goal line, and we're tied up at 8-8. Well, last week we said that we saw probably the finest two footballs that you and I have seen all year, Billy. First of all, that Chenango Fork Sydney contest, and then the Walton Harpersville contest. This one's coming out to be just as good.
Yeah, and those two-point conversion plays can really come back to haunt you. And I'm usually on two-point conversions, you usually like to see the passing because a lot of defenses expect you to run the ball all the time, and it's usually no different on second down. And Mason Dean was running right, and the Bulldogs defensively read it beautifully, but Mason Dean was able to get the ball just over the goal line, and this game's tied up 8-8.
And with that, we are going to have the kicker approach the football. And it is going to be Brendan Van Etten who gets a good kick that bounds all the way into the end zone. So they'll bring it out, and the Delhi Bulldogs will start at the 20-yard line. So coming up next weekend, we actually don't know precisely who we're going to be following. It will depend on the Week 8 pairings. We expect those to be announced probably sometime on Sunday. They should come out Monday morning. We'll pass that along to you as soon as we can. It is going to be Brandon Simon split to the near side. The ball will be kept on the ground as it is going to be a pickup out to about the 25. Hope you who saw who was carrying it that time, you're going to say Ingram. We have a bashful man here. He doesn't dare just say it. He has to point to me. Want me to say it. 7:35 showing on the clock. Period number two. Tie ball game. Harry Grahams and Billy Lake. Handoff is going in there to number 42. That is going to be Brian Ingram again. And the junior picks up another yard. going to spot it down, let's see, out at about the, we'll call it 28-yard line, so give him a couple on that play.
Yeah, and Ingram, just like Ingram has been for the Bulldogs, it's been Mason Dean for the Hornets, and it might be those two guys, those two star backs will cancel each other out, and then it comes down to the other guys, the second and third backs, how many yards they're going to be able to get as this game progresses.
Dominicus splits off to the right side. The ball will be kept on the ground. Ingram plows right up the middle, picks up about 5 yards. He battles his way out to the 35, and it's another first down for the Delhi Bulldogs. I want to send a special welcome to any of the listeners along the line who from Delhi are listening today. We listen to the station all the way over into the mountains. Knew exactly how good the coverage is. DeDominicus splits to the near side this time. Noah is off and ready to go. The ball is bobbled in the backfield. Dennison scrambles for it, picks it up. So Delhi recovers the fumble, but a significant loss on that play as Dennison is going to be back to the 20.
Yeah, just a mishap between Dennison and somebody in the backfield, and Dennison, when he picked the ball up, he ran 5 or 6 yards backwards more. If he just laid down on the football, that would have been better as opposed to bringing your team back an extra 5, 6, 7 yards.
That's going to be called second and a long 14, maybe a short 50 or 25. It's 24 and a half or 25. One of the things I was, I went up toward Morrisville the other day, and I was absolutely astounded at how clear the WCDO signal goes all the way up almost to Morrisville. I lost it in a place, a little town called Eaton, back in the hills. So basically, you can listen to this station all the way from, we'll say, Hamilton in the north down to Binghamton in the south. We go, there are places in Whitney Point where we're booming clear, and up here in the foothills of the Catskills, it's very clear. So no matter where you're listening to us from, we're glad to have you with us. Well, it is a very long discussion going on in the huddle for the Delhi Bulldogs. Now we're going to have number 88 coming into the ball game. That is going to be Ted DeDominicus. He is a senior, where Noah DeDominicus is a junior. Noah getting a little more playing time than older brother. 5:45, and now we're ready to go. Coach Dave Kelly comes to the near sideline. Coach Kelly, an institution here. Pitch goes back to number 34. That is going to be Ryan Tellian. And Tellian is going to be whooped back in the backfield. And another 5 yards will be added on to the deficit for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I don't know if Delhi was playing a trick play there or not, because it looked like Tellian was going to try to hand it off to another running back in the backfield, but the Hornets defensive line sniffed that play out before it could get going.
The ball at the 12-yard line. First down is at the 45. So this is one of those where you say third, and you literally need long yardage. 5:03 on the clock. Tie ball game. Harpersville and Delhi. Wanting to pass is Dennison, and Dennison tosses it out. At first, I thought it was snared in there by Taylor Niles. Niles just disgusted with himself and pounds the dirt as he just couldn't gather that one in. He lost his footing. He was already prone on the ground, but he had visions of interception.
Yeah, and he already has one today, looking for his second right there, and could have made the catch, but got to look at the positives. It looks like Harpersville, barring a turnover, they're going to have pretty good field position to start this next drive.
Fourth, and would you believe, a country mile. The snap goes back to kicker Ben Dennison, and a flag is thrown. Sometimes we rub salt in wounds, folks, even on homecoming weekend. The Delhi Bulldogs had their senior recognition event at the start of this ballgame. Therefore, we do not expect to have quite as long as a halftime as we might. Now the snap comes to Dennison. He does get it away. It takes a bounce at the 38. It's going to be grabbed in there by Mason Dean. Dean will pick up a little bit of running room. He will get across the 30, and they'll start play here at about the 29. I don't want to be a prognosticator, but I will say that is relatively deep in Delhi territory. Well, now we have high clouds in here, just enough to block out the sun. Gets a little bit chilly. Mason Dean takes the handoff, manages to not get a whole lot of running room. He'll get to the 25. But every one of those yards is very hard fought and hard earned. We'll give him a pickup of about 4.
And it seems like, every time they run the ball, they always have Stephen Lee in motion. They just utilize him so well. They fake it off to him, then give it off to the big guy, either Mason Dean or Andrew Kimmel.
Yeah, Stephen Lee, remember, is only 5'6", 147 pounds. He carried the ball a whole lot in the opening quarter, and they just pounded the daylights out of that poor boy. Lee goes in motion again, and he's going to carry the football, and he's off to the races. Inside the 5, into the end zone, touchdown. And Brandon Simons came over and almost put up a two-arm block, but he was already across the end zone. Harpersville leading in this ballgame, 14-8. Now the Harpersville fans, those that didn't make the trip up here, because there are a number of fans in the stands and along the fence on the far side of the field, well, the Harpersville listeners having themselves a good day, splitting way out. It's going to be Taylor Niles. They're going to go for it again. They'll pitch it off to Stephen Lee, but Stephen Lee lost his footing. He tried to cut and go into the center of the line. He went down at about the 2. Well, that will happen once in a while, folks. I want to remind all the listeners along the line of some of the events that are coming up. One of the items that's been going on all year long, the members of the Colorscape Plein Air Painters of Central New York have painted a whole lot of paintings from various locations throughout New York State in the summer. They're having a silent auction coming up Sunday the 14th at Golden Artist Colors. That is a paint manufacturing company up near New Berlin, New York. So if you like original art, this is the weekend for you to get that. 2 until 5 tomorrow afternoon at Golden Artist Colors. So the Harpersville Hornets kick the ball away. Noah DeDominicus picks it up at the 10, tries to evade the white uniforms of Harpersville, cannot do it. He will be wrestled down at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, he initially bobbled the ball, too, which certainly didn't help him, but he picked it up, and Harpersville had 3 or 4 guys on special teams that were able to break through their blocks and get to him. He tried to run across the field, try to turn the corner, but to no avail, and not that great field position for Delhi to start this drive after surrendering 6 points moments ago.
So, what happened in the baseball last night? Anything that excited you?
The Yankees, another win, going to the ALCS now.
Well, you just say so casually. It's going to be Tennyson. He wants to throw. His intended receiver out there was going to be Austin Gullo. Gullo dove for it at the 20, but could not get it. 320 remaining here in the first half of play. Harpersville 14-8 over Delaware Academy and Central School. Coming into the ball game, it is going to be Brandon Simons again. He springs one of his teammates, lets him get a bit of rest. Ben Dennison, second and 10. Snap comes back to him. He's going to keep it himself and run out of bounds at the 15-yard line. He'll pick up about 3 yards on that play. Not helping a whole lot when you're that deep in your own territory.
Yeah, and I like what the Bulldogs are trying to do here, Harry. Throw the ball a little bit more. We saw the incompletion of Gallo, and then that was a play where I think Dennison was looking to roll out and throw to somebody, but couldn't get an open man, and he had to just scramble to get 3 yards. So David Kelly trying to implement the passing game now as his team trails by 6 late in the first half.
Well, the guys that we never seem to talk enough about, it is going to be Tyler Cumpston, the center. The guards are Peter Lemikos and Kens Matthijs. Now it is going to be Dennison. Fabulous throw as he goes toward Austin Gullo. Gullo managed to put a hand on that, but he couldn't draw it in. It is going to be an incomplete forward pass and to bring up a fourth down and still about 6.
Tough play there for the Bulldogs. You have to punt the ball away as much as you don't want to give it up and want to go for it on fourth down. You're just too deep in your own territory, and you got to hope your defense can stop the Hornets from scoring again as we have 3:09 to go in the first half.
Ben Dennison going to kick it away, and it'll be blocked. Hit high up into the air and finally grabbed down by Devin Dean at the 1 yard line. Devin Dean, after he realized that he had managed to get that football, jumped way up into the air with excitement because he knows the Hornets are only a yard away from another touchdown. They lead in this ball game 14-8 with about 3 minutes remaining until halftime.
Yeah, Dean wasn't really sure where the ball was, but give him credit, he looked up and was able to spot the ball last minute, and field position doesn't get much better than this, Harry. First and goal from the 1.
Devin Dean going to hand it off to brother Mason Dean, and it will be Mason Dean who blows through the line and goes into the end zone. So with that, the score goes up to 20-8. And the Harpersville Hornets continuing to grind it out. Remember the comment that we had some time ago? Mason Dean going to carry it again. Won't get anywhere this time as Delhi comes in and puts the stick on him right there. Remember the comments that we've had over the time about the various things that are going on and about baseball and all of these other things? For those of you who are golfers, this morning we had a golf event up at Colonial Ridge up outside of Oneonta over, actually, I think, Lauren's mailing address. And Glenn Waffle had been the patriarch of the Waffle family. He passed away last night. And it was very interesting to hear his son address the people at the start of the golf tournament this morning. And he says, "Dad, you all know," and he would want you to celebrate his life rather than to mourn his passing. The tournament went on and was played all day today. So for those of you who ever play at Colonial Ridge or happen to know the Waffle family, they are in our thoughts today. Harpersville kicks the ball off. It is going to be gathered in by number 14. That's Justin Matthijs. Matthijs, only 5'8 and 145 pounds. He runs into a brick wall, and a flag will be thrown down at about the 30-yard line. and it looks to me as if one of the Harpersville Hornets, maybe the aforementioned Mr. Matthijs, is down momentarily. This is one of those situations where the ambulance is still over on the near side. They have already taken one Harpersville player off the field, and I'm almost embarrassed to say that I never could spot a number, and I have no clue who it is. You said it had an 8 in it, and you said there were only three men on Harpersville who were up in the 8s, and I don't believe any of those were starters. So as a result, I am really buffaloed as to who it was that was taken away from this game earlier. And I actually never, I don't know if the ambulance ever left. I never
saw. They actually just got back, I believe, a couple of minutes ago, right before the kickoff now, and now they have a couple guys that have gone onto the field to check the player. But yeah, they literally just got back moments ago before, after bringing the Harpersville player to the hospital, and they got back and just
position. Yeah, this is one of those things I was concentrating so much on the game. If he didn't pass in front of me, I had no idea. I wouldn't see him go. So it looks like it's going to be a lengthy delay, so what we will do is cut away for another break. You are listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on your station for sports. As we like to say, it's going to be thousands of watts of Go Team Go on your station for sports, WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Did you know Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Riverside, Sydney, offers car and van rentals? They have compact, mid-size, and luxury vehicle rentals by the day, week, or month at very competitive rates. If you find yourself in need of a replacement vehicle, Chambers and O'Hara is here to help. Corporate rates and packages are available, and they will even bill your insurance company for you. For quality, dependable vehicle rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311. That's 563-4311.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
During our fall spectacular here at your Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores, we continue to provide our customers with great savings like fresh, grade A, 3 pounds or more, Mountain Air boneless and skinless chicken breasts, only $1.69 a pound. We also have Great American Beef, boneless top round London broil or roast at a great price of $2.99 a pound. Check out our 20-ounce assorted Fryhoffer's Italian bread, buy one, get one free, and 23 to 24-ounce assorted Prego pasta sauces, 3 for $5. Also, don't forget, we continue to give back to our loyal customers with a second week of our 6-week rewards program. program. Spend $400 from now until November 10th and receive a free $20 BK5 gift certificate. Simply present your frequent shopper's card each time you shop, and our registers will automatically keep a running total of your purchases. You'll see your current total at the bottom of your receipt, so you'll know when you've qualified for your free certificate. Limit two $20 gift certificates per household, only at your local Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we have 2 minutes and 52 seconds showing up on the clock. That's not doing any good at the moment because we happen to have a player down on the field from the Delhi Bulldogs. One of the things I was able to do, Bill, is find out during that break who the Harpersville player was that was hurt. And, yes, it was one of the three men who had an 8 in his uniform. Logan Dietzman, they tell me, was the man who was taken off the field. He wears number 82. He is a 6'3", 178-pound junior. The man across the way who they are still working at, they have not put him up onto a stretcher yet, taking him off the field, is Justin Matthijs. And Matthijs was the man that we mentioned before that's only 5'8", 145 pounds, and he did get whumped pretty good on that play. And they're still taking a little bit of extra time there. Billy, one of the things I happen to make note of things, and I'm one of those guys who likes to stay reasonably informed, and as we came into town today, I said I needed to find out where Pizza Hut was because the Sydney Federal Credit Union, one of our fine sponsors, is, and they have locations in, I'm thinking, Walton and Bainbridge and Sydney and Norwich and probably a couple of others that I can't think of, but they're building a new branch here in Delhi, and it's over on Route 10 toward near the Pizza Hut, in fact, right next door to the Pizza Hut. I was going to swing by today and make sure that I knew where the location was. They had the groundbreaking just last weekend. I think it was on last Friday a week ago. So the credit union that a whole lot of Tri-Town area people view as their credit union is growing one more time. Now you can hear the applause in the background as the man is being taken off the field, and the emergency squad is doing actually what I think is a pretty commendable thing, in that they're going to the far sideline since the down man was right there and getting onto this all-weather track, and they will take him all the way around instead of coming across the field. They'll take him off to the ambulance on the far sidelines. So we're just about ready to go again. We have 28 as our score. The Delhi Bulldogs trailing the Harpersville Hornets by, we'll call it, 3 touchdowns to 1. 2:52 showing until halftime. And, you know, I said earlier that when I checked the time of temperature this morning, it was 28 degrees. And I have said that it's really turning out to be a pretty nice day here. We talked about the start of the ball game with blue skies. And I am watching Billy just shivering next to me right now. What you doing? Not wearing enough layers today?
I have like 4 or 5 layers on.
Ryan Tellian with the football. Going to go 1st and 10, and he will go from the 45 across midfield. Gain of about 8 as he is down to the 47-yard line. I didn't want to come out of our chat and go right into play-by-play that quickly, but I couldn't help but get the dig in about you shivering to that. 2:22 on the clock. Once again, Ben Dennison's going to send Noah DeDominicus in motion. Noah gets to the line of scrimmage. He is grabbed in there by number 76, Brad Bender. Bender, 6'2", 242 pounds, just reached up, grabbed that jersey, and Noah took a sudden reverse in his direction. We'll call it a gain of about one on that play, but poor Noah D. Dominicus didn't get the running room that time. Back on the field, Ben Dennison hands it off in there to Brian Ingram. Ingram manages to get up close to first down territory. Still looks to be about two lengths of the football away, maybe three, fourth down. We'll call it one.
Big play here for the Bulldogs, fourth and short. Not many timeouts left. I think they have one timeout, if that, remaining, and clock ticking away in this first half.
I don't think they're using him. Ted DeDominicus split out to the near side this time, and it will be handed off in there to Brian Ingram again. Ingram says, I don't care if it's short yardage. I'm going for five. He picks up the first down easily, and we go inside 1 minute. Marching toward halftime. The ball down at the 40-yard line. Ted DeDominicus comes out, and one of his teammates goes in. I don't know who he's shuttling in and out with. I don't know if it's Austin Gullo or not. I'll go to look on that. Oh, it's going to be number 22. That is going to be Brandon Simon. Momentary pause on the play. No timeout. Simon signals to Noah DeDominicus to shift over a little bit. Ben Dennison calling for the snap. He's looking to pass. He has two men downfield, and Noah DeDominicus was one of them. And going up in the air and getting a hand on that ball, I do believe that that may have been number six. That is the quarterback, who is Devin Dean, and Dean smacked that ball away. Noah already had left his feet to receive the ball and couldn't adjust.
Yeah, it was Devin Dean who just did get a fingertip on that ball, and DeDominicus created some space on Dean, and it was a good throw by the quarterback, Dennison, but that one fingertip there by Dean came in and made the difference.
It was interesting to watch the man. Now it's going to be DeDominicus who takes the handoff and goes now to pass, and he will throw it out to Ben Dennison. So Dennison took the snap, handed it off to DeDominicus coming around, and then DeDominicus quickly threw back to the quarterback. And it was good for a first down. The ball now down to the 26-yard line. Heads-up play. And Ben Dennison is going to have to eat it this time. The first man blowing through to get a hand on it was Big Tyler Gates. 10 seconds showing on the clock, and they will call timeout this time, as Coach Dave Kelly wants to be able to set up the plan. Very interesting that time, Billy, and that I was going to comment that Brandon Simons on that play when DeDominicus almost got the ball and was batted away by Devin Dean. But do you notice how he said, come on over, split out even farther? He set him up, and it almost came out being a brilliant play. 20-8 is our score. The Harpersville Hornets over the Delhi Bulldogs. Harpersville had some very good fortune earlier in this ballgame to build up a 3-1 touchdown lead. Now veteran coach Dave Kelly, who is the dean of coaches here in this part of New York State, now comes off the field. And Ben Dennison, in the shotgun, wants to throw. He goes in there to number 22, Simons. Simons gets down inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line. 2 seconds, one, and they will not get the playoff. So time runs out before the Delhi Bulldogs can put another score or even another play in the record book. We're at halftime. As we have seen, the Harpersville Hornets take a lead over the Delhi Bulldogs. Harry Graves, Billy Blake. We're going to be back with the Morabito Halftime Report coming up very shortly. The Morabito Halftime Report is sponsored by the fine folks at Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service all the time. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products. You can reach them at area code 607-563-HEAT. So, Billy, first half is already by. Yep. Satisfactory ball game?
Yeah, it has been a good game. Harpersville has started to create some separation here in the second half. Stephen Lee with two touchdown runs already, and Delhi had something going there at the end of that first half, but the clock was not on their side, and now they have to regroup for the next 24 minutes. They're not out of this game by any means. I feel like one effective drive and putting a touchdown on the board will put Harpersville, put their backs up against the wall. So if Delhi can put together some points and keep the cohesiveness together on Senior Recognition Day and Homecoming Weekend, that'll be a great start for them.
So we are at halftime, and you're listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on your station for sports, WCDO.